My name is Amy Cavanaugh Royce, and I'm the executive director of Maryland Art Place, 218 West Saratoga Street.
Well, so MAP is and has been the home for living artists for 35 years. We, you know, cater to contemporary artists. And the building that we're in on Saratoga Street, we purchased in 1986. In 2014, I moved us back to the building. I fell in love with the building. It's 5 stories. It's amazing. It's in terms of creativity, there's just so much happening in the building now. We have a lot of tenants. So my day-to-day here is basically making sure the tenants are happy, making sure our exhibition schedule still happens, raising money to keep the building alive. I've completely invested my life into this space, for sure. And it's a total mess.
You went through like a transition to landlord, right? I mean, what's it like to be a landlord?
It's awful. I have been working nonstop for 4 years. I should have a cot here, but I sleep on a black sofa from time to time. We have 10 HVAC systems in this building, 3 of which don't work, and they all need to be replaced. I need a new roof. Some days it's like having a toxic boyfriend. You know, it's like, this relationship's not working out. I have to go. But I can't, because everyone's relying on me to be here.
Is it true that one of your tenants is your mother?
Yeah, my mom is here. She's a jeweler. And it's nice having her in the building. I can, you know, go cry to her from time to time. I wanted to be a cellist, I guess, because I spent the better part of my life doing nothing but playing music. So how I landed here is just a sort of bizarre state of affairs. My degree's in cello performance. Somebody from like the BSO will hear this and go, oh my God, girl, you need to go practice your intonation. It's terrible. Playing is so difficult for me today. It's like you're just part of this thing that it's like so big. And the fact that that's not a part of my day to day, I think makes me sad, but there's other more meaningful things happening in a lot of ways that affect people beyond me. My life has become about buildings and art and communities, and that's not a bad thing either.